there's still quite a bit of content out there, whether it's made by ISIS itself or it's been made by individuals who support ISIS. This content exists on parts of the internet where companies are not proactive in removing content. It could be that they don't have ways of preventing this content from being uploaded. It could be that people who work for these companies don't do adequate content removal. In other cases, it could be that some of these platforms are either unaware that this is going on their platform, or it could be that they actually don't, that they'll turn a blind eye to this, because they view this as such a small part of what goes on their platform.
What does the information that you found tell you about ISIS, the health of that organization?
Well, it says that they still have this online operation, that they still have supporters around the world who want to spread news of the terrorist group, who still want to recruit people, who still want to, keep the terror group fresh in people's mind. And ultimately, they also want to encourage attacks globally. So, the fact that this still exists and the fact that a lot of web companies are still not doing the best that they could do to remove this content, it says that there's still room for growth.
What else are you working on relative to ISIS that you think is interesting?
The continued presence of ISIS on Telegram following the group, sort of this Europol and Telegram operation from late November, the fact that ISIS still has a presence on Telegram, I find interesting, and the ways that ISIS and their supporters have sort of moved from Telegram to go to other platforms and to exploit other areas of Telegram. I find that to be particularly interesting, and I think that it will take some time before people can really see the long-term effects of this.
Okay, your organization just made a post on social media that was titled Extremist Content Online. Amazon continues to profit from sales of neo-Nazi white supremacist content. And there were some other elements in that post that dealt with ISIS and some other things. But I wanted to first ask you about what your issue is with Amazon and what it allegedly is supposedly doing.
Amazon has had this issue for a while now with selling extremist books and similar content. Amazon received some laudatory press in the New York Times on February 9th for starting to remove certain neo-Nazi and white supremacist content, that they were no longer going to sell that. And that was particularly books from third-party sellers, among them books by David Duke and George Lincoln Rockwell, who's the former leader of the American Neo-Nazi Party. So part of this, though, is that there's still this book called The Terror Diaries that Amazon, not only is Amazon selling it, but they're selling it directly. So they're not selling it only through third parties. And our organization's problem with Amazon selling The Terror Diaries is the fact that The Turner Diaries was a favorite book of Timothy McVeigh, the Oklahoma City bomber. It also helped inspire Anders Breivik, who's responsible for murdering 77 people in two terror attacks in Norway in 2011. And, The Turner Diaries is a book that's really sort of been described as the Bible for the extreme right. It's a book that sort of outlines a race war mm-hmm. in the United States and an eventual genocide. And we believe that Amazon, at the very least, that Amazon should not be selling this book.
So have you approached them about this? Because I know in the past you've approached some big tech companies about their activities. Have you approached them about this?
At this moment in time, we have not approached them yet.
Why not?
Regarding their sale. We feel that they should be aware of what they're selling in this circumstance, that if they're going to make a statement about how they're starting to move against neo-Nazi content that they're selling, that they should, they should start at the top, and they should start by removing the worst of the worst content.
Joshua Fisher-Birch, a researcher at the Counter-Extremism Project. J.J. Green, WTOP News.